Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Hey cattle producers, it's Express Ranch's annual Grass Time Sale coming Friday, May 1st, 12 noon at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 600 head, 175 Angus bulls, 30 Angus fall bred heifers, 150 Angus pairs, 60 Angus yearling heifers, 25 Hereford pairs and bred heifers, also featuring 37 bulls from the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center. You can bid online at Superior Livestock's SLA TV or liveauctions.tv. For more information and check the catalog, go to expressranches.com. Fight back at flies this season with ready-to-use Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide with IGR. Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide controls houseflies, stable flies, horseflies, black flies, horn flies, and deer flies on cattle with just one application and zero withdrawal. And it's the first cattle insecticide pour-on product to include an insect growth regulator. Fight back with Cleanup 2 Pour-On Insecticide. See product label for complete product information, indications, and application instructions.
Well, the cattle market, for the most part, came back pretty good today. The April live cattle were still lower at 84.67, rather. There's some confusion about what's going on with the cash market, why there's such a big difference between the April live cattle and then also the live cattle cash market. We've seen this week anywhere from 95 to a dollar trade. And so why are the April live cattle where they are? Well, it seems like a lot of the trade is happening at a dollar, but it's not for everyone. It's some predetermined type trade and commitments, it seems like, that are the people getting that trade done, while there's others that can't get a bid at all. So it's somewhere in the middle. The futures market seem to think it's more around 85 cents. The feeder cattle today were anywhere from 70 to $1.20 higher, so that was a welcome sign. We've really been trading steady here on the feeder cattle market for a couple of months. The midday box beef price was extremely strong, up $14.38 on choice at $307.75, another record high. Select was $15.23 higher at $294. Choice select spread $13.50. Continues to be stronger and making all-time highs.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Delivering dependable for 30 years, Superior Livestock Auction, with their next sale coming Thursday, April 30th, live beginning at 8 a.m. on Dish Network, SLA TV, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Offering 32,640 head, including almost 12,000 yearling steers, 5,300 yearling heifers, 8,000 wean calves, and 5,800 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
The grain markets were under pressure all day long today. We had corn down 9 to 10 cents, soybeans down about 1 to 2 cents, and then Kansas City and Chicago wheat both down. Kansas City down about 4.5, which put July at 478 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat down 6 and 3 quarters, 523 and 3 quarters. And then cotton was also under pressure today, down about 64 out in December at 5703. Last week we got news that China could buy up about 1 million bales of cotton here to replenish some of their reserves. And so that was helpful in getting us off that 50 cent mark to up to 57. But we need ongoing sales, not just for cotton, but across the board. China also bought beans and corn last week, which was a welcome sight and helped lift those markets. But today we weren't as fortunate here as things were back under pressure. The stock market is up about 380 right now in the Dow Jones at 24,038. I think the overall people are optimistic about the country opening back up, and people are ready to get back out there and back in action in the workforce, and the stock market seems like it at this point. Currently, the crude oil market, the June, which is the front month, is down $3.91, right above $13 a barrel. So still extremely depressed prices here at $13 in the June contract.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for your life or your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.